Now, a delegation of senior RTE executives will appear before an Oireachtas committee later. 9 members of management, including the Director General, will be in Committee Room 1 to answer questions about the broadcaster's governance, financial stability and long-term plans. It comes as academics have called for a wider discussion around the importance of public service broadcasting. Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil TD, is a member of the Joint Committee on Arts, Media and Communications and is here with us. I understand, Malcolm, you'll be the first up to ask a question today. So, would you want to tell us what the first question is going to be?
Well, good morning, Maggie, and good morning to your listeners. And I also listened to Dr. Eileen Cullity's piece earlier on. And I reject her point of view that as an Oireachtas committee that we haven't been sufficiently interested in public service broadcasting and that the public isn't.
I think there were certain points about it that she said she wanted you specifically to ask about today.
Well, having had the privilege of serving on the Oireachtas Media Committee in the last term and in this term, as I think many of your listeners will know, we spent many hours and indeed days exploring a lot of the issues. There is a very clear commitment on the part of government toward public service broadcasting. I think even if one of the measures is only about the multi-year funding package that was provided to RTE, which is 725 million between this year, next year and 2027. And the point of that package was to ensure that RTE could continue to provide quality public service broadcasting, that it would support Ireland's creative sector and indeed invest in digital options. So our questions today are going to be around where has the progress been on that? Certainly, I would have been supportive of a lot of the moves that Kevin Backhurst has made within here. He talked about salary caps being introduced, which is certainly something that has been followed. He's been talking about making RTE a leaner organisation while at the same time ensuring that we have seen continued quality public service output, not just by RTE, but indeed coming from the independent sector. And I think we are seeing a lot of that. I would instance, I suppose, a lot of the work of RTE Investigates in terms of Primetime Investigates, the report into nursing homes, for instance, or Joe Galvin's excellent work, which we would have seen last night again around how the Uyghur community have been treated. So we are certainly seeing evidence of that.
One of the questions that Dr. Eileen Cullity was wanting you to ask, I suppose, and find out about more was about cuts to children's services in particular, particularly RTE Radio Junior, which is one of the cuts that was made. It's a radio station for children, but that's been cut as part of the cost-saving ideas that RTE have put forward. She's saying that things like children's services should not be cut at a time when parents are looking for safe content that they can allow their children to consume.
She's correct that we need more children's programming. The assumption that it is just RTE itself that's going to provide that, I think that needs to be questioned.
Yes, but a public service broadcaster, and the point she's making is that a lot of media organisations are, they're internationally backed media organisations. RTE is the public service.
It is, and RTE is moving very much towards what would be called a publisher broadcaster model, very similar to, for instance, Channel 4 or indeed TG Cahir. And if we look at, you know, TG Cahir is a very effective model as a publisher broadcaster. It is providing quality services. So the question for us as an Oireachtas committee, and indeed for the listening and viewing public, is: are we seeing quality programming, whether it's in news and current affairs or sport or indeed in children's services? And I think, you know, for us, we want to know that that is continuing. But secondly, as an Oireachtas committee, we have to ensure that we are getting value for money for the taxpayer.
Okay.
That a lot of the reforms around finance and governance that we needed to see in RTE, that they're actually happening.
And
I would argue that the quality of broadcasting, we haven't even touched on, you know, drama and documentaries, continues to be very high from RTE. But a lot of that is commissioned from the independent sector. It was something to which Kevin Backhurst committed. We want to see how that is progressing. You know, the evidence is good, but we want to find out some of the details today.
Okay, but just again, to go back to a point from Dr. Cullity, she's talking about Ireland. Ireland must protect RTE as part of its democratic infrastructure. She's saying that public service, hollowing out public service, harms democracy. Do you think that your colleagues in government, for example, are buying into that? Because it does seem that there is a sense that we must stop the spending hollow out RTE.
No, that's not fair. And I was a bit concerned that Dr. Cullity was dismissive of members of the Oireachtas and indeed the wider public, because we do understand the importance of public service broadcasting to our democracy. And it is very much provided by RTE, but it's also provided by others, by Virgin Media, by local and community radio. And if there was any sense of a hollowing out, we wouldn't have agreed to the package of 725 million, which is 225 million this year, 240 million in 2026 and 260 million in 2027. That's not hollowing out. That's investing in RTE, but the quid pro quo from RTE is what we want to see is the necessary reforms. We want to ensure the taxpayer gets value for money for that, but that we continue to hear Irish stories being told and quality public service broadcasting.
Okay, briefly, one of the cost-cutting measures is a reduction in the headcount. Kevin Backhurst, the Director General, has so far not given the numbers of who's taken up the redundancy packages. Will you be asking him that today?
Yes. So the redundancy package, and it has to obviously be agreed here with the staff in RTE, is a voluntary redundancy package. Mm-hmm. It is about reducing the costs here within the organisation. We'll be wanting to hear about that.
What number do you think should be acceptable coming towards the end of the year? A couple of months ago, he said it'd be around about 100.
Yeah, well, look, the target is up to 400 over.
No, but by the end of this
period.
Year, so by Christmas.
I think we should certainly hope that we are hearing that. I mean, we obviously will hear from
about
Kevin.
100.
Around about 100. We will certainly hope to hear from Kevin Backhurst.
Would 80 be too low?
Well, I think what is more important is that we know that we are on the right trajectory to achieve the objectives. We also want to hear, obviously, from Kevin Backhurst that he will stay the course, that he will continue and will deliver.
Are you concerned he's not going to stay?
Well, I mean, one of the questions that I will be putting to him is, I think, and people will be aware that the Director General job in the BBC has now become vacant. I will be putting it to him that he will continue to commit to staying here in RTE. I think he's been doing a good job, and I think the public recognise, given the difficulties in place here in the broadcaster when he came into the role, he has provided real leadership in a difficult circumstance. And we do fully appreciate, our committee does fully appreciate the importance of public service broadcasting provided by RTE and others. We want to continue to support that, but we have to ensure value for money for the taxpayer.
Finally, Malcolm Byrne, the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting tonight. Is there any update expected on the much-awaited presidential review report?
Well, as listeners are probably aware, Jim Gavin's legal team his solicitors have requested a look at the report. I think it's only fair that he would get a look at the report before it's given to members of the parliamentary party. Our final parliamentary party meeting before the Christmas recess is on Wednesday of next week. I fully anticipate Jim Gavin's solicitors will have had a chance to look at it and that it will be presented to us at the parliamentary party
next
meeting
week.
Next week. Okay. We need to draw a line under this as a party. There are a lot more important issues around housing, the cost of living, around investment in infrastructure that we want to get on and address.
Okay.
But we do need to have closure on the presidential campaign.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for coming into us this morning. Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil TD, also member of the Joint Committee on Arts, Media and Communications. 28 minutes past 8 now.